Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. God bless you all on April 28th, 2013. This is Watcher Ruth. And you're listening to my program this morning, here, there, and everywhere. It's the first program I've been able to do this week. Been very chaotic week and feeling really heavy-hearted about all the comings and goings of the earth dwellers, those who walk upon the earth and are influenced by the evils that are preeminent today. Deuteronomy 32:17 says that there will be those among us who will have a God that our fathers did not fear. And as it is, we do. They're perpetrating evil all among us. And the United States specifically becoming more and more comprehensively present daily. The Lord has put it upon my heart to be the watchman on the wall and to let his people know that these people are here and they don't like us. They're not going to go away. Even the Father God said that they will have a seat, a descendant forever. How do I know that? I've read it in the Word. Have you not read the Word? Have you not read the Father's Word? Before I get into that, excuse me for one moment. I'm going to digress for just one moment. Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil. He will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, double-minded people, and grieve and mourn and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother judges him, speaks against the law and judges it. In Jeremiah 35, this is the message that the Lord gave Jeremiah when Jehoiakim was the king of Judah. Go to the settlement of the families where the Rechabites live and invite them to the temple. Take them into the inner room and offer them a drink of wine. So I went over to Jezaniah, who was the son of Habaz, and brought him and all his brothers and sons, representing all the Rechabite families, to the temple into the room which was assigned for the use of the sons of Hanan the prophet. This room was located next to the one official palace room used directly above the room of the Messiah, son of Shalom, who was the temple doorman. I set cups and jugs of wine before them and invited them to have a drink, but they refused. No, they said, we don't drink because Jehonadab, our father, said that none of us should ever drink. Deuteronomy 32:17 says, a God that your fathers did not fear would be among you. He told us neither all of our children forever should not drink. And he told us not to build houses or plant crops or vineyards. and not to own farms, but to always live in tents. And we've always obeyed. And we were told that if we did, we would live long, good lives in our own land. And we've obeyed him in all these things. We have never had a drink of wine since then, nor our wives, or our sons, or our daughters. Therefore, the Lord of God of hosts, the God of Israel, says, because you refuse to listen or answer when I call, the families of the Rechabites have obeyed their father completely, but you have refused to listen to me. Because you refuse to listen or answer when I call, I will send upon Judah and Jerusalem all of the evil I have threatened. And then Jeremiah turned to the Rechabites and said, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says that because you obeyed your father in every respect, he shall always have a descendant who will worship me. Those are the other half of Abraham family. They're always going to be here influencing puny man, frail as his breath. Don't put your trust in him. Isaiah 2:22. But Jeremiah 17:7 says, but blessed is the man who trusts in only the Lord and has made the Lord his hope and confidence. And then he says, cursed is the man who puts his trust in mortal man and turns his heart from God. Because the heart is the most wicked and deceitful thing there is. And it's desperately wicked. No one can really know how bad it is. Only the Lord. The most deceitful thing there is. Only the Lord knows. He knows. He searches all of the hearts and examines the deepest motives. And on that day, he will give to each person his right reward according to his deeds and how he has lived. Like a bird that fills her nest with young, she is not hatched, and which will soon desert her and fly away, so is the man who gets his wealth in unjust means. Unjust means in this earth with the earth dwellers. Been a terribly upsetting week knowing that we walk in among the lunatic fringe, the things that we don't want to know about but must, that are real. Did the bombing really happen in Boston the way they said it did? I don't think so. I don't believe man. God told me not to believe man. No, I don't think so. I know that in the Word, the Creator God says that we are to put faith in only His Word. Isaiah 4. At that time, so few men will be left alive that seven women will fight over each of them and say, let us all marry you. We will furnish our own God and clothing. Let us be called your wife so that we won't be mocked as old maids. falling down before other gods. Other gods falling down. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, mighty, though you were against the nations of the world? For you said to yourself, I will ascend to heaven and rule all of the angels. I will take the highest throne. I will preside on the mount of the assembly far away in the north. I will climb the highest of heavens and be like the Most High. But instead, you'll be brought down to the pit of hell, down to its lowest depths. And then we will all stand there and look at you and say to you, can this really be the one who shook the earth? Is this the guy who the kingdoms of the world fell down to? The devil? Who can this one be? Can this be the one who destroyed the world and made it into a shambles? And even demolished its greatest cities, who had no mercy on his prisoners. Your son will not succeed you as king. They will not rise and conquer the land again. I myself have risen against him, said the Lord of the heavens, and I will cut off his children and his children's children from ever sitting on his throne. This is my plan for the whole world. I've decided to break the Assyrian army when they come to Israel and crush them on my mountain. My people shall no longer be their slaves. Hallelujah. Those descendants from Canaan will not prevail. Today's theme, there's no theme today. I have no theme. Just the theme of the Word of God, and this is the theme. Jeremiah 17. My people sin as though commanded to, as though evil were laws chiseled like an iron pin or a diamond point upon their stony heart, even on their altars. Their youths do not forget to sin. They worship idols beneath trees and high mountains. Because of that, a fire has been kindled against thee. But I know that the Lord alone can heal. The Lord alone can save. And my praises are for him alone. And I know that men will scoff at me, and they're going to say to me, what is this word? What is this of the Lord you keep talking about? If the threats of yours are really from God, why don't they come true? Lord, don't want the people crushed by this terrible calamity. I know that the plan is yours, and it's not mine. It's your message that I've given them and not my own. I'll give it to them. I don't want them to be doomed. But Lord, don't desert me now. You alone are my hope. Father, bring confusion and trouble on all of those who persecute me. But give me peace. Yes. I pray that you bring double destruction upon them. And the Lord said to me, go and stand in the gates of Jerusalem, first at the gate where the king goes out, and then at each of the other gates, and say to the people and the kings of Judah and all the people of this nation, and all of the citizens of Jerusalem, the Lord says, take warning and live. Do no unnecessary work on the Sabbath day, but make it a holy day. I give this commandment to your fathers, but if they don't listen or obey, they stubbornly refuse to pay attention or be taught. But if you obey me, says the Lord, and refuse to work on the Sabbath day and keep it separate and special and holy, when this nation shall continue forever, there shall always be descendants of David sitting on the throne here in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. For night and day, we pray on and on for you, asking God to let us see you again, to fill up any little cracks that there may be in your faith, that may God our Father himself and the Lord Jesus Christ send us back over and over to you again. And may the Lord make your love to grow and overflow each other and to be everyone and everyone else, just as our love does towards you. This will result in your hearts being made strong, sinless, and holy by God our Father, so that you may stand before him guiltless on that day, when our Lord Christ returns with all of those who belong to him. Let me add this, dear brothers. You already know how to please God in your daily living, for you know the commands we gave you from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we beg you, yes, we demand of you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that you live more and more closely to that ideal. For God wants you to be holy and pure and to keep clear of all sexual sin, so that each one of you will marry in holiness and in honor. Not in lustful passion as the heathen do in their ignorance of God and in his ways. And in also this, it's God's will, that you never cheat in this matter by taking another man's wife, because the Lord will punish you terribly for this. He has told you before, God has not called us to be dirty-minded or full of lust, but be holy and clean. And if you refuse to live by these laws and disobey the rules, God will not give you the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 8. But concerning the pure brotherly love that are or should be among the people. I do not need to say very much, for I am sure, for God himself is teaching you to love one another. Indeed, your love is already strong toward all the Christian brothers, even throughout your nation. Even so, dear friends, we beg you to love them more and more. This should be your ambition. This should be your ambition. This should be your ambition. Not to be redundant, but reminding you to live a quiet life. Mind your own business and do your own work. Just as we've told you before, as a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you, and you will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills. And now, dear brothers, I want you to know what happens. I would like you, dear brothers, to refer to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 13. These words are somewhat different than what you're going to read in your King James Version. This is the Tyndale Expanded Exhaustive Version. And now, dear brothers, I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies. I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies. So when that happens to you, or when it happens to anyone, you will not be full of sorrow. As those who have no hope, because we have a hope and a future. For since we believe that Jesus Christ died and then came back to life again, which we do, we believe that he rose on the third day, had a new body and a new life, we also today can believe that also, that when Jesus comes back, and he will, God will bring back with him, God, Jesus, all the Christians who have died. I can tell you this directly from the Lord, that we who are still living, when the Lord returns, will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are in their graves. Well, of course we can't meet them ahead, because when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. So they're already with him. So we can't precede them because we're already alive. We're still alive here. Until that day. And in that day, when he returns, those who are still alive will not be going through the death process, but will rise to meet him ahead of those who are in their graves. No, when he returns. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a mighty shout, with the soul-stirring cry of the archangel and the great trumpet of call of God. And those believers who are dead will be the ones who first meet the Lord, yes. But then when they return, we who are still alive and remained on the earth will be caught up with them in a cloud of people to meet the Lord and King in the air, in the breath of life, and then we'll remain with Him forever. So comfort each other and encourage each other when with this news. When will this happen? When all is well. When everything is quiet and peaceful. Then all of a sudden, destruction will hit. Disaster will fall upon them suddenly as a woman's birth pains again when her child is born. And these people will not be able to get away anywhere. There will be no place to hide. But because we know and have been told, dear brothers, you're not unaware about these things. You're not going to be caught surprised like a thief in the night. For you are all the children of the light and of the day, and you do not belong to the darkness or the night. So be on guard. Don't be asleep like others. You're watching. You're a watchman watching on the wall. So be on guard. Watch for His return and be sober. Let us who live in the light keep sober, protected by the armor of faith and love, wearing as our helmet the happy hope of salvation. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful. Always stay in prayer. Always stay in prayer, no matter what happens. Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong in Jesus Christ. Test everything that is said to be sure it is true. And then, after it's tested and you know it's true, strong word, doctrine, based on line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Keep away from every kind of evil. May the God of peace Himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God, and make your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until that day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to redeem. Because He has chosen us in Him before the foundations of the world that we should be holy and without blame and before Him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we've got redemption through His blood, and the forgiveness of sin through the riches of His grace. Far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominions that may be in power now, every name that is named, not only in this world, but only in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, be quickened into the words. This is the world of the prince of the power of the air. And now He worketh in the children of disobedience. So be aware. Do not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Walk so God can be rich in mercy towards you and great in love, because He loves you. In that age to come, He shall show you exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards you, because by grace you're saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, and it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank you for listening this morning, family. be blessed and bless each other in Jesus' name. I hope to be with you again soon. God bless you all. Amen.